information.
So everybody can turn your microphones back on.
I know he told me, yeah. I said, what'd you go there for? We'll be all right. We're going to get stuck and it's going to be so crazy. I saw his interview, he was very sad. And it was, he was very believable.
Okay.
And they held back evidence. Who's kidding Fulvio? You know it and I know it. Yes, and they needed a...
So we're going to have our citizens forum portion of our meeting.
It's sad.
As soon as everybody gets settled.
That's why I asked.
Remind everybody that next Monday, we vote on our budget, right, Mr. Manager? Exciting. Ready to get your first one passed, right?
Try turning the batteries out.
Oh, did you?
You're going to put them back in now, Greg.
I did. I put it back in because it's not working.
Oh.
Oh, man. It's always something.
Okay, I need to wait for the sound people to get us all hooked up again. Is that right?
Yeah, just
let me
real
just
quick.
Double check. He's in there right now.
Make sure we're all
cleaning outside.
Hooked up, recording,
yes.
And working.
Oh,
so that we can
you killed it.
Continue the public part of our meeting. If our speakers have come back.
Mayor, we're good to go whenever you're ready.
Okay. All right. I need coffee.
Where are the speakers?
There's some.
There are some? Okay.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Okay. So to those who are here to speak at our public forum, we apologize for the extended closed session. But we appreciate your patience. And we do have five people signed up. As you remember, this is our time to hear from the public. We are not here to engage in dialogue, but we're here to listen. And each speaker has 3 minutes. If there is follow-up needed, staff will follow up with you if it's a particular constituent issue that we need follow-up for. But please know that we are listening, and we appreciate your willingness to tell us what you're concerned about. So the first speaker signed up is James Allen. Mr. James Allen. Okay, the next
Mayor, week. Are we sure that we were able to get in contact with everyone since we said, 6:30 start time?
Yeah.
We don't think they might be downstairs not realizing that they are in the wrong budget, in their budget meeting.
We told the security, and Alvin's been doing circles trying to find me. I think at least two or three speakers are here.
Thank you.
Alvin's been doing circles. Okay, I can see that.
Have to pull him.
Okay, let me try again. James Allen. Okay, the next person signed up is Dorothy Mayo. Dorothy Mayo. I'll go through the names again. Linda Lockhart.
I'm here.
Okay, Ms. Lockhart, come up to the podium right here. And you have 3 minutes, and we're listening.
Hi. My name is Linda Lockhart. I work for, as we call it, the Untouchables, the Taj Mahal, which is the Charlotte Fire Department. And I come here tonight to voice my opinion about them hiring black women on the fire department. They said that they had hired two on the fire department. We only have one. The other lady, was hired. She was not hired as a black woman. She didn't change her. As they told me one day, that she changed her major. She declared that she's black now. When she came on, she was not black. So they lied. They only have hired one black woman within the 23 years of the fire department. We only have one on. And I also come here to see if y'all are going to do anything about that. Because this has been going on for a while. I mean, we call them the untouchables because the city council or nobody have listened to us for the last 10 years. We've been complaining about the hiring. We also been complaining about the promotional procedures and nobody has done anything about it. Right now, I'm working in a position that I have been in for 2 years, and I asked them to change my title. They told me to bring it to the city council. So now I'm bringing it to you and laying it at your feet. Because this got to stop. So I don't know what else I can do or what else process I need to go through, but is y'all doing anything about the Charlotte Fire Department? I mean, we call it the Untouchables. They have been doing this for so long, and none of y'all is listening to us. That's all I have to say. And one other thing.
Thank you, Ms. Lockhart.
I got to say this, though, but they have a way of getting rid of people who speak out. So how are y'all going to handle that? I mean, I want y'all to tell me how y'all going to let them fire me or harass me, because they are known for that. So I'm laying it at y'all feet. I'm in District 6. Kenny Smith is my councilman. I'm laying it at your feet. Because I voted for you. Now I want my vote to count. Because right now, y'all are not listening to anything that the firefighters are saying out there. And this has been going on for a long, long time. This needs to stop. That's why we call them untouchable, because they have not been touched yet by nobody. And we call it the Taj Mahal, because you know how much it costs, that building cost over there. So they living in the Taj Mahal, doing whatever they want to, where they want to, and how they doing it, and have nobody yet came to stop them. That's what my complaint is here today. Thank you.
Can I ask a question?
Thank you, Ms. Lockhart, and we are listening.
Well, are you doing anything? I mean, I heard you listening, but are we?
Yeah, we can't respond in this forum.
Okay.
But we are absolutely, all of us are listening.
I want to thank you.
Are we allowed to ask a question?
No.
Yes.
No. All right. No. This is unfortunately, there'll be other times for that.
Okay, thank you.
On this forum. Thank you, Ms. Lockhart. The next person signed up is Printer Quanchoa. Printer Quanchoa. Okay. The next person signed up is Noel Yosef. Okay, I'm going to go back to the first two in case anybody came in. James Allen. And the next person, Dorothy Mayo. Okay. Those are all the speakers signed up, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Then those are all the speakers, and the public forum is over, and I'll take a motion to...
Who's your turn?
Second.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
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 Got it. Okay. Thank you.
Firefighters. But yeah, that's probably underlying complaint too.